So what say you, Storm and Norman?
Thank you. Look, first of all, and Ben was just giving an example of his friend with the restaurant is trying to figure out how to open. The whole problem is, you see, he didn't have to figure that out when 11,000 people died in 2 years ago. I think a caller earlier said the three-year average is 10,964 from the flu. He didn't have to figure that out because the governor did not issue an unconstitutional order to shut him down out of business. 973 people as of yesterday have died in Texas from the COVID-19, and yet 2 years ago, well, the average for the last 3 years, 10,964, according to your caller a few minutes ago. This whole thing is a bunch of guff over nothing, and we're absolutely shooting ourselves in the foot. I would say right now, I'd probably go ahead and vote for your Democratic Andrell there to be the Harris County Comandante over what we have, because I think he's more level headed. But I'm just telling you, look, folks. What really upsets me the most, and I don't need to tell Paul, you and Ben, you know that I've been there and written a lot of checks.
A long time. Right.
Okay, I love the guy. But he knows full well that this is an unconstitutional order. And, of course, our previous Governor Perry knows full well that the business tax is unconstitutional, which we fought him over, but nobody spent the money to go to court and contest it. It's an illegal income tax because it's a percentage of your gross income, yet Governor Perry rammed it through and passed it, and none of us has done anything about it. That's why I'm suing the governor. If we don't put a stop to this, we're going to live like they're kings. That's what's happening right now. We're letting these people act like they're little kings, and they're ordering people to stay there. I've never seen anything like it. Between the media and all of these orders, they've got people scared to death.
And now, Storman, and Norman, you filed in what court? Where did you file your suit?
Yeah, you got to talk to my lawyer. We have filed for an injunction, which we expect to be rejected. The plan is to take it to the Supreme Court.
Maybe
if I can get Greg Abbott to take it to the court for me, like he did for the hairdresser, then we'll get it done quicker.
I don't think he took the hairdresser.
He just did away with the penalties, and ironically enough, it's moot now because the salons are open.
And then because he did away with the penalties, habeas corpus applied, and the Supreme Court took the case, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
I don't know what happened there, Paul, but I've never seen the Supreme Court move that quick, although I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. Now, let me ask you,
Dan even offered to serve her jail time.
Well, no, I know, and Dan did that because he said, I'll pay the fine, and then he offered to say, look, I'll stay at home under house arrest if you'll get her out of jail. It was fabulous. Now, but the one thing that happened, some case got to the Supreme Court last week, because I remember reading that they're kind of getting worried about the lack of civil liberties, and they actually put out a statement to that effect. So, Norman, that's not your case?
That came from our Attorney General Barr, didn't it?
No, it was actually the Texas Supreme Court said they didn't take another case, but they're getting worried that as they're getting more sympathetic, as long as this goes on, we're losing our civil liberty.
Well, you see how that's going to work, Norman, is that I'm using the same hypothet because of the salon case. That was a jump the shark case, jumped in to a business that was closed by order. So a bar owner is going to challenge that. A bar owner before long is going to say, enough is enough. I'm opening my bar, and that's going to be the legal challenge that will get to the Supreme Court.
Right, and I'm not so sure that is unconstitutional, Norman, but what I've seen, some of the court rulings I've seen when, for example, trying to ban worship or when they specifically conflict with known constitutional amendments or known protections in the Constitution, that clearly is unconstitutional.
I've talked to at least now six very reputable law firms, all of whom agree that the governor's order is unconstitutional. And he's based it on a law that's not been challenged, the 1975 Disaster Act, that I believe was really... was that we got through the legislature based on Texas City explosion type situation.
Well, it was designed for a fiscal disaster of short duration, not for a long pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, by the way,
look, any way you cut it, these orders have been much worse than the coronavirus. This is, it is just any way you put it. And then you see in New York, I'm sure y'all know this, 66% of the people that have died were staying at home because they were locked in.
And Norman, and I tell you two things. One, these overreach orders are going to get scrubbed down. There's no question of that. And two, I think the Supreme Court clearly signaled in some case, I mean, it was printed, that they're about ready to take a case on the issue because you can, I mean, it was literally in black and white. So, Norman, it may be your case. Either way, we'll have you back after we got several hundred people.
That look, but let me tell you quickly. Anybody that agrees with me, please call the governor at 512-463-2000 and tell him to reopen Texas now.
Right. That's Norman wants you to reopen Texas now.
Right. Well, you know, there was recently a specific court case on a moot filing with regard to a gun control law. By the time Norman's, you know, issue gets to the court, they may have already reopened.
Well,
and so I don't even know that they would take it.
I think with that...
Because Abbott's moving to reopen right
now.
Yeah,
I think this is going to get accelerated here pretty rapidly.
But we're not... Ben, we're not concerned about what he's already done to damage. We want to stop this happening in the future.
And Norman, you're not going to go away, right, Norman? Because,
what?
Yeah, you're not Norman, and you're not going away because you're going to hang in there until you get
you
your
got
daddy
it right. Hey, you taught me how to do that, Paul. Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, God bless you, Norman. And right, same back to you, Norman. All right.
Thank you, Norman.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. The powers are there under the Constitution to do all these shutdowns, and you've been waiting for 2 weeks to get on the show, so we got you on right after Ben did the opposite side. So what say you, Storm and Norman?
Hey, guys, thank you. Look, first of all, and Ben was just giving an example of his friend with a restaurant that's trying to figure out how to open. The whole problem is, you see, he didn't have to figure that out when 11,000 people died in 2 years ago. I think a caller earlier said the three-year average is 10,964 from the flu. He didn't have to figure that out because the governor did not issue an unconstitutional order to shut him down out of business. 973 people as of yesterday have died in Texas from the COVID-19, and yet 2 years ago, well, the average for the last 3 years, 10,964, according to your caller a few minutes ago. This whole thing is a bunch of guff over nothing, and we're absolutely shooting ourselves in the foot. I would say right now, I'd probably go ahead and vote for your Democratic Andrell there to be the Harris County Commandante over what we have, because I think he's more level-headed. But I'm just telling you, look, folks, what really upsets me the most, and I don't need to tell Paul, you and Ben, you know that I've been there and written a lot of checks.
A long time. Right.
Okay, I love the guy. But he knows full well that this is an unconstitutional order, and, of course, our previous Governor Perry knows full well that the business tax is unconstitutional, which we fought him over, but nobody spent the money to go to court and contest it. It's an illegal income tax because it's a percentage of your gross income, yet Governor Perry rammed it through and passed it, and none of us has done anything about it. That's why I'm suing the governor. If we don't put a stop to this, we're going to live like they're kings. That's what's happening right now. We're letting these people act like they're little kings, and they're ordering people to stay there. I've never seen anything like it. Between the media and all of these orders, they've got people scared to death.
And now, Storman, and Norman, you filed in what court? Where did you file your suit?
Yeah, you got to talk to my lawyer. We have filed for an injunction, which we expect to be rejected. The plan is to take it to the Supreme Court.
Now, maybe
if I can get Greg Abbott to take it to the court for me, like he did for the hairdresser, then we'll get it done quicker.
I don't think, by the way, he took the hairdresser.
He just did away with the penalties, and ironically enough, it's moot now because the salons are open.
And then because he did away with the penalties, habeas corpus applied, and the Supreme Court took the case, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they did.
I don't know what happened there, Paul, but I've never seen the Supreme Court move that quick, although I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. Now, let me ask you, I've got one.
I mean, you know that Dan even offered to serve her jail time.
Well, no, I know. Dan did fabulous because he said, I'll pay the fine, and then he offered to say, look, I'll stay at home under house arrest if you'll get her out of jail. It was fabulous. No, but the one thing that happened, some case got to the Supreme Court last week, because I remember reading that they're kind of getting worried about the lack of civil liberties, and they actually put out a statement to that effect. So, Norman, that's not your case?
That came from our Attorney General Barr, didn't it?
No, it was actually the Texas Supreme Court said they didn't take another case, but they're getting worried that as they're getting more sympathetic, as long as this goes on, we're losing our civil liberty.
Well, you see how that's going to work, Norman, is that I'm using the same hypothet because of the Salon case. That was a jump-the-shark case, jumped in to a business that was closed by order. So a bar owner is going to challenge that. A bar owner before long is going to say, enough is enough, I'm opening my bar, and that's going to be the legal challenge that will get to the Supreme Court.
Right, and I'm not so sure that is unconstitutional, Norman, but what I've seen, some of the court rulings I've seen when, for example, trying to ban worship or when they specifically conflict with known constitutional amendments or known protections in the Constitution, that clearly is unconstitutional.
Look, and
I can tell you, Ben, I've talked to at least now six very reputable law firms, all of whom agree that the governor's order is unconstitutional. And he's based it on a law that's not been challenged, a 1975 Disaster Act, that I believe it got through the legislature based on Texas City explosion type situation.
Well, it was designed for a fiscal disaster of short duration, not for a long pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
but
anyway,
any way you cut it, these orders have been much worse than the coronavirus. This is just any way you put it. And then you see in New York, I'm sure y'all know this, 66% of the people that have died were staying at home because they were locked in.
And Norman, and I tell you two things. One, these overreach orders are going to get scrubbed down. There's no question of that. And two, I think the Supreme Court clearly signaled in some case, I mean, it was printed, that they're about ready to take a case on the issue because it was literally in black and white. So, Norman, it may be your case. Either way, we'll have you back after we got several hundred people.
That look, but let me tell you quickly. Anybody that agrees with me, please call the governor at 512-463-2000 and tell him to reopen Texas now.
Right. That's Norman wants you to reopen Texas now.
Right. Well, you know, there was recently a specific court case on a moot filing with regard to a gun control law. By the time Norman's, issue gets to the court, they may have already reopened.
Well,
and so I don't even know that they would take it.
I think with that.
Because Abbott's moving to reopen now.
Yeah, I think this is going to get accelerated here pretty rapidly.
But we're not concerned about what he's already done to damage. We want to stop this happening in the future.
You're not going away, Norman, because you're going to hang in there until you get your daddy.
You got it right. You taught me how to do that, Paul. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Norman.
You.
And right.
Thank
same
you,
back
gentlemen.
To you, Norman. All right.
Thank you, Norman.
All right, folks. We're going to take a break.